Yeah, well, then that's the post office now. But Old Thiefsville was on down there about a mile and a half. And that's where I thought you were. But then you're going to turn this way, and then you instead of... Well, how did you come from that store? You come down and then turn in here to the right, huh?
Yes,
I see. All right. Now, if you had been where I thought you were, you'd come this way and then turn to the left, you see. But I really thought about that.
How can I go back? So,
where you want to go?
Well, I got to get back into Clinton.
Well, you go out here about a mile, just a mile, and hit Blacktop 10. It'll carry right into Clinton.
Oh, okay. That road was where the store was then, right?
That's right. Yeah, the neighborhood store out there. That's right. Well, the mail come through here now for a long time. It wasn't a post office, but all the community in here, they got the mail from that store. They put it, left it there, but me and everybody else. But later on, we got a mail out through here, and which helps out a whole lot, too.
Not having to go in
there. That's right. And this store is still there, but nobody, it don't run it up here.
Yeah, they don't run it, huh?
No. Now, there's a whole lot more. You don't see any white people right here, except up here at the house here. And the man who used to live there was a big farm. But a lot of these people have moved out here working in Baton Rouge and places. And St. Francis below the paper mill, you know, the big paper mill over there. And it's a good many white people live here, but they don't do any farming in it. And then it is some few come out and buy a big place and go broke and right up. I sold 150 acres of my land in 67, right up there, and he bought another 100 acres, a fella, and he came out here and stayed about 2 years, went broke, his wife quit him, and he went back to Baton Rouge, and I think him and his wife finally made up, and that's what usually happens when they come out of these cities. They
can't stand the skeeters, huh?
No, they can't. Well, they don't realize, well, they just... They just don't know. They sit there in the city and they see, well, a few years ago, cows were sky high. You know, they really were high.
73, I know.
Yeah, man, you get 60 to 75 cents a pound for a 300-pound calf. Bring all kind of... Well, they sit around these barbershops and places and hear the farmers come in and say, well, I got so-and-so for my cow. I sold timber for $40 a thousand. But it took 30 years to grow that timber. Or longer, you know. And those things can just come out. And then these doctors and lawyers, you know, they got plenty of money, and they come out and build a good home. A few years, they're ready to go back town. I got a mule, some of them. That thing still listening?
Yeah. Go ahead and talk, though. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, there's one, I'll tell this. I don't want his name mentioned, though. I sold 150 acres of my land up there. Well, man, it got to selling. I sold it 57 for $150 an acre.
Yeah.
I gave 40 for 180 acres over there. But I wanted just 30. That there and across there was 30 acres, that low land, which I wanted. I didn't care nothing about that other, but I had to buy it all to get that.
Yeah.
So in 67, I sold it for $150 an acre. Well, the next time it sold for $240 an acre. All right. Here, about 3 years ago, a fellow by the name of he came up here and gave $450 an acre. But he bought some across here, right straight across there. He bought 175 acres, and then another man by the name of Van Enos bought 75 acres of my part up there. But he didn't know nothing. He was a consultant.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but he's going to farm.
He's a consultant.
That's right, consultant. But he's going to farm. All right, he wanted me to come up there and show him what to do and all, and how to plant his garden and so forth. So I went up there one day and said, I got my potatoes planted. I said, yes, how many did you plant? 34. 44 seeds. So I left. But anyway, he set out a few trees and everything.